So there's got to be a reason why the budget changed from the one passed, and it cannot be the 1 month. And I agree with Marnie, you might want to make adjustments, but with a one-year fiscal, I don't think that we should change the bottom-line base figures, and the ones we're working with now have changed.
Lonnie, why do we not have separate lines that reflect changes from the original base budget as opposed to this modified new budget? Why are you doing it that way?
Well, that is the format that was this and the cash. And I'm happy to change it if that works. But this,
well, I think you should.
I'd like to get an answer to my question.
This is a format that was recommended by the Finance Committee. We've been working with it. Now, I hear the suggestion that we put original versus revised. I have no problem with it. That's okay.
And the original would be the one that was passed in October 1st or whatever we met, right?
Yes, and I have that original budget.
Yeah, I do too.
And that budget, as far as I recall, did not have, I have the original presentation before the PNB in Washington. Every station did not have 1 month.
See, that's where I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, it happened the same way last year, Mark.
I'm saying when I look at the bottom line for each station on the line surplus before depreciation.
And that's after that That's after that meeting where I went back to the stations to say we need the 1 month.
Right, but that the thing in my hand is dated 9/3. That was a month before that we met at the National. So
that was 9/3 is not the date that budget was created. It's merely the date the budget was started. That's not the date.
Right, but what I'm saying is that it's 4 months later than the budget that's on the website. And it's the budget that I'm bringing. It's the budget that I used, because I have my notes on it, at the October board meeting. And it does show 1 month surplus for everybody.
Well,
so therefore, the new budget changes don't make sense there. It doesn't explain why there's 39,000 more K or 25,000 more PFW than we passed, or it doesn't explain these adjustments, or in fact why National is projecting to do better than we thought by 70,000. It doesn't explain those differences.
Well, we have as each budget that I brought before the PNB, they have never been 1 month. For a lot of reasons. That happened the first year, it happened the second year as well. And a number of adjustments had to be made, the ones that we talked about along with the WBAI, but also budgets had to go back so that each station would in fact have 1 month. They did not at the time of the presentation. And so that happened before it happened this year too. In fact, you questioned it. I remember.
Yeah, no, I know, but do you feel they have it now? I'm looking at the 05 dated again. I don't have the most recent one you just sent out, but the month before, the one we were dealing with, do you believe that these figures now reflect 1 month operating?
Yes, and that has been, tough. You have to go back to the station.
Understood, but then that's where I'm confused, because I believe that the figures are significantly the same from the one we passed in October.
The October one you're referring to was the first attempt at the 1 month. And some stations, what happens is that one station had it in month one, and then all of a sudden their projection is such that they're not going to have it.
Okay. Let me to kind of keep control of this and not let this, we've got to move on. Is there any objection, Lonnie, in terms of Marnie and Mark's concerns of your presenting a budget to us that operates from the original budget and adds additional columns to show the variances that are occurring subsequent to the adoption of the original budget?
Oh, I think that'll be very clarifying. It's a good idea.
Okay. Well, let's start doing it that way so
Thanks.
That people have a point of reference. Is that okay with Marnie and Mark?
Well, yeah, I have one question about doing that, because I want to know what the baseline is going to be here. So, Lonnie, then will it be the budget that was approved by the PNB in October before or after the BAI adjustment is made?
Well, maybe we can do that offline so that we all will have the same budget that we're working from and the same memory.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to talk with Mark so we can move along, and Mark and I are going to, I'm going to figure out with Mark which budget is the right budget, and then we'll talk to you about it, Lonnie. Is that all right?
Well, I'll tell you what, there is a budget sent to the Finance Committee dated November 11th. I have it right here.
Well, send it to me at least, and Mark, and then
well,
we can talk about it.
Send it to everybody.
Send it to everybody.
Yeah, we can take a look, because I don't have that budget, Lonnie, that was done after the board where you flow through the contingencies. I don't have that one.
Okay.
Send the
budget out.
A quick technical question. Did you mail that to the National Finance Committee list so it's archived up there?
Yeah. I sent it. Let me.
Well, send it again, okay? Send it again to keep it sweet and simple, okay? Let's move on. Laverne.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This whole discussion is just it concerns me a lot because, as Marnie correctly pointed out, you know, the budget is the budget. And the things that I know, and with our LSB, we work very hard to pass a budget, to get it in on time, and to believe that budget was approved. And I know the only change I know with KPFA is when the change was made for the CPE funding, where we got increased funding, and that was it. But as far as the modifications for BAI, I mean, again, the budget is the budget, and then whatever those changes are, that could be flowed through in either, as Marnie said, as basically as a forecast, and Lonnie wants to do a budget update. But at this point, you know, like you say, we're 6 months into the year, that, you know, a budget update would be a little late at this point. That would need to have been done in the first quarter, and to get the not only the Pacifica board, but also the LSBs and those where there are changes to approve those. So again, I'm a little concerned, and I have budgets here. I have them on my computer that I can send to show the last budget that I received and I thought was the final budget. So I can send that to you also.
Okay.
Well, let's agree on which budget we're working from. I like the idea of doing original and revised. That'll clarify the changes that get made. But also, just for my point, we must agree on what the PNB should put the stamp of approval on the official budget.
Well, which budget is the budget that the PNB put the stamp of approval on?
Oh, there's some disagreement around that, so that's what we're going to try to.
All right.
I just think that the PNB put the approval on the one that was in the one that was passed in October was passed with only one contingency, that was BAI's changing its adjustment to a compromise budget that we also passed. There should have been no other changes.
Oh, there were three.
And Mike, I'd like to really object to the phrasing of the official budget that the PNB has to pass. My opinion is what the PNB passed is the official budget.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go back to the minutes and let's figure out what the official budget is, and let's let the other people on the stack speak. But this is clearly an issue that needs to be resolved, and we need to start operating from the original budget.
Hello, Jane. Can I get on the stack to ask Lonnie something?
Who was that speaking?
Jane.
Jane's on the stack. Dave is next. KC, and then Jane.
Can you hear me?
And Patty after that.
Okay. So I'm at the. If you look at resolutions that were passed at the October meeting, on the BAI thing, it said it directs the National Finance Committee to revisit the budget. So whereas the PNB recognized both the concerns of the BAI, LSB, and the management, and whereas the PNB needs to adopt an FY05 budget for Pacifica, PNB hereby chooses to approve the WBI budget proposal 3 and directs the National Finance Committee to revisit said budget by November 15th. Further endorses the NFC requirement that the LSB management, executive director, and CFO work to improve their situation. Then we had a budget line item for legal. And there is nothing. It asks that the PNB revisit the implications of negotiations on national programming and the WBAI budget by December 3rd. But those budgets do. What we did in October was we approved the budget. Then we asked the National Finance Committee to come back and look at how those things were performing. But there was never a suggestion that there would be sort of a floating budget approval process.
No, that's accurate, Dave, but what I sent out on November 7th, 3 days before that 15th meeting, was a budget that also was designed to ensure that each station would have the 1 month.
And I think what you're hearing now is a sense of disturbance that a budget got reworked, and that you've even referred to it as an official budget when it has not gone through any budget approval process. So as far as I'm concerned, I echo everything that everybody else has said.
And I think
as a technical matter, one of the things that's going to be very useful is tracking original, like when we post on the web, it should have an original posting date and should list revisions. And each of our documents should have a revision history in them so that we don't get ourselves into this question of when what happened.
I think the point here, Dave, is to try to resolve the problem and not
right.
to exacerbate it. I think, you know, obviously Lonnie has a very clear and accurate paper trail, and obviously everybody has their own version of what those events were. But I think what would be great is if we could all get on the same page. That would be really helpful.
Right.
And maybe
what
Mike
I'm saying is that a solution to this going forward is a revision history on every document, including documents posted on the web, so that there's no question of when things were elaborated.
Oh,
now,
what I think we need to do...
I'd just like to finish. That's just something I put out there. I have a number of other questions, particularly a question around the HR director and the PD director. When we last spoke...
Can we do one thing? Can we resolve this issue real quick? I'll leave you on the stack.
This has to do with the budget adjustments. Go ahead.
I'll leave you right there on the stack, but if we could just get this question answered and at least get some action resolved in terms of what we're going to do. Lonnie, you're going to identify the budget you think is the real budget. And what I'd like to do, if we could, is if we could work with and whoever else is interested, but at least Mark, since he's got the institutional history, and myself, and you, and if David or Marnie or anyone wants to participate, I'll set up a little mini call. But let's within the next week or week and a half get together and let's identify what the budget is, the actual budget is that we're working from, and then you can recraft the budget based upon that. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, and I'll work with. I'm bringing Mark in on that, and anyone else who wants to just email me, and I'll make sure that they're included in that conversation.
Convene.
I'll just say right now that I'd like to be on it. This is LaVarn.
Okay.
Will you convene, Mike?
Yeah, I'll convene. It's just a discussion identifying what the budget is. But that's the action item. That's the decision. That's what we're going to do. And we'll move off that subject and on to other subjects, if that's okay.
All right.
Okay. Dave, you're still on the stack.
Yeah, and this goes to the question of budget adjustment. My understanding was that from the last time we spoke, that the HR director got moved, and that hire would occur in June. You had also said something about having the PD director position hitting the books now, actually in January, you said, and that wasn't consistent with the motion. But if that is hitting the books, then is the salary being paid? I assume not, but so I don't know what it means. If that is in your budget line and you're coming in, let's say, whatever you're coming in at, actual versus budgeted, if that budgeted amount includes a PD director, then it means that money's being spent somewhere else. So it's a twofold question. One is where, and two is with a general question about policy for not just the national office but for any manager. We approve a budget that has some... lines in it. As long as you manage to within that number, is that considered managing with it? And Mark made a point on the last call about using a budget as a tool to find out if you understand what kind of business you're in and how the business is doing and what's going on in it. So the more general question has to do with when we pass a budget or when we have a budget, if changes get made, how is that tracked? How do we track it? Should we even track it? Is it an issue? I think for things like, obviously, we're going to delay buying some computers, or we're going to buy some paper, that stuff, who cares? But when it comes to things like crucial positions at the network level, I'm wondering, what's our existing policy on doing something like delaying for 6 months an HR hire?
Dave, this is Dan. I'm not sure I understand your question exactly. On the National Program Director position, the board has spoken on that and asked the national office not to hire that position, so that position isn't being hired until such time as the board has a policy
Right, but Lonnie said he has it on the books starting in January.
Excuse me?
Lonnie said in our last call that he had that on hitting the books in January.
And what's your question?
So we're not such a... So hitting the books, I understand to mean that in the budget line, he's got that as part of the projected budget starting as of January.
Yeah, it's in the budget, but not in the expense, because obviously there's no person in the position.
Okay, so when we look at the variances, we're looking at a variance relative to that projected budget line, except there's a $5,000 hole there because somebody who was supposed to be paid isn't being paid. So if you come even, you're just at the same level as your budget projected budget, but there's a $5,000 salary that you're not paying, that means you're spending $5,000 somewhere else. So the question was first a concrete question of where, and second a question of what's the policy around moving things around within those budget lines.
I mean, Dave, there's so many different factors that come into play on a salary. Somebody may get sick, go on disability leave, a hire is postponed, maybe somebody goes off on part-time. You know, there's all sorts of issues that arise as to why certain salary budget line items don't necessarily match up to the budget. So, you know, on the specificity of those issues, it's hard to give you a clear answer on it, except to say that it depends on the
situation. I'm just asking a specific instance. I suppose we'll see that when you send out the data that you're going to be sending out. But I guess what I'm really driving at here is my understanding was that the delay of the HR position had to do with financial constraints and staying within budget, which and on Lonnie's projections, he has us coming in fairly close to the number by the end of the year, but that's including a six-month delay in that budget in hiring of the HR director, and it also including the PD salary in the budget projection carried through the whole year. So what that means to me is that expenses are out of line on a monthly basis by about $10,000 a month between January and June.
Well, we'll give you the detail on it. You could take a look, and maybe that might answer your question.
Okay, but the more general question is, so within a budget, like, forget it. I give up. I don't mean to be dismissive. I think I made my point.
Okay. KC.
Well.
And then Jane and Patty.
Gentlemen, ladies, this is Sandy. I'm going to have to drop off.
Sandy, we'll miss you.
Okay, Mike, give me a call when you get a chance.
I will.
Thanks. Bye, all.
Bye.
KC, Jane, and Patty. And then I'd like to close and move on.
Yeah, I guess my concern is, you know, that Marnie brought up something that's been nagging at me for the last couple of months because I keep hearing the phrase, you know, our new budget, or it depends which budget you're looking at. And it's been, you know, kind of in the back of my mind driving me nuts. And so I just want to say that when the board passes a budget, you can't pass a budget with contingencies. The budget you passed is a budget. And so I would say that the board was in error in passing a budget with contingencies, or saying that this is a budget that we're accepting and you're going to come back later and tell us what those changes are. But those changes then needed to be brought up again. There's no such thing as a revised budget.
But the board didn't do that.
Well, the board didn't do that, so that would mean that the staff would necessarily need to follow the budget that was passed. Those numbers on that sheet of paper and nothing else. And so my request right now is to be sure that the budget, or the so-called budget that's on the website, is taken off immediately. I'm sure that prospective funders look at that. I'm sure that, you know, there are all kinds of things up there that budget needs to be taken off, and the one that was approved needs to be put on. And
I think that's a good point, KC, and what I would suggest is that we add that to the action group of LeVar and Mark, Lonnie and myself, to once the actual budget is agreed upon and identified, that be the one that's posted. And
well,
I agree.
Well,
that
what needs to be agreed upon, and there's nothing to be agreed upon. Whatever was voted in November is the budget.
Right. I wasn't suggesting that anybody was going to make up a new budget, but that whatever's pinpointed as the budget be the one that's posted. We can make that part of the action item.
Okay, so I guess my question is that there's nobody on this call, including the CFO, that knows what the actual budget is?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, Bo knows the actual.
I think Mark knows it, and I think I know it, and I think we all know what was passed, and we have those documents.
But I tell you what, we're rehashing the same issue. But
yeah, we are, and we've got an action item on it, and so I don't want to rehash the same issue. I think we need to identify the correct budget. It's the one that needs to be posted. And Casey, I'll be happy to join you on this little conference call if you want.
Mark, I just wondered, because what Dave was saying, Dave, I just looked at the national budget that we got in September and the one that we're working from now, and there's a significant difference. So it's not that they just kept that money for, like, the HR director and the postponement of the national director, because I'm looking at the
There's other differences as well, you're saying.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the first 3 months, and the budget that's showing is about $25,000 less than what we looked at in October. So there have been adjustments made. I assume some of that is based on not hiring people that we voted not to hire.
Yeah, and also getting to that 1 month for the national office, too, Mark.
Exactly. So, I mean, there have been adjustments made, so it's not just like full salary for two people floating through. It doesn't seem to be that's what occurred.
Okay. Right. Casey still has the floor.
But when you're saying those adjustments occur, has there been requests made? I mean, you would come to the Finance Committee, request that they review and approve those adjustments, and then send those from the Finance Committee to the PNB for an approval of a revised budget. If not, your old budget is what you've got.
Well, Marty, this is the thing that you have to remember. When we sit down at the October meeting, we're presented with a packet of information. One of the things that was in the packet was a budget. It was the budget that I'm holding in my hand, and I have a date of 9/3. Then we looked at that budget to vote for approving it. We went through the budget, and we made changes. But every change we made was not reflected in the budget because we're looking at hard copy. So what we said is, okay, we approve this budget, except we want the following three things done to it. And we approve the budget with those three things done and the bottom line it generates. We didn't say make it contingent and come back, we'll take a look at it. We approved it, but we approved it with changes to the document that was presented to us. So then what Lonnie was to do was to come back with that November 11th date, he says, with the budget showing the three changes that we voted on to the 26-page document that was placed in front of us.
I have a question. Did those three changes have specific numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
And I remember, too, just so we're clear, that I'm operating also as CFO with a standing board proviso that each station have the 1 month.
Right, and we'll talk about that in our conference.
But you're operating off of the budget that was approved by the PNB.
Yeah,
none other, correct?
Yes.
Mike, one thing that could be happening, and I notice a lot of board calls and a lot of meetings that I have, you know, meetings are great and very productive at around 2 hours, 2 hours 30. When calls get longer, we tend to maybe not be as sharp as we have been in the past.
Everybody gets tired towards the end of the meeting. We are getting repetitive. We've been beating this particular horse, and I think we have a strategy and plan in place and a little group that's going to meet and try to deal with this issue.
That's exciting.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
This is LaVorn.
Yes,
hear me?
LaVorn.
Yeah.
You weren't on the stack, though. I had Jane and Patty on the stack. I was really asking Jane and Patty whether we could move on.
I had something completely different, but it was for the CFO report.
Okay. Well, let me move down the stack to the new, to the LaVorn. I wanted to close out the stack after Jane and Patty and move on to the next subject.
Are we
still on the CFO report?
Yeah. And Jane, you have the floor.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned something about the about a mid-year audit, and I kind of shared the concerns that other people raised, wondering what the cost might be for that and wondering what the value might be of it. It seems to me, you mentioned something, Lonnie, about getting a head start on the annual audit. Could you shed any light on that subject for us?
Well, what I was trying to be responsive to some concerns around some expense items that were brought up by people on the Finance Committee. And so I felt that offering to do an early audit, which would be, 45 days from now or so, might allay concerns and fears and build trust. You know, we were talking about that. The cost, and so I, you know, checked it out and see what the auditor would charge. He said somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000. And it would be ready by May 1st, and he could get it done somewhere between the 15th of April after he does the taxes. He has a tax business. He didn't have it ready by May 1st. So I put it out as a suggestion, hoping that that would create trust, that people who were wondering about the numbers. So in talking with the auditor, well, you know, it would be like doing, you wouldn't have to do the first 6 months. We'd have to do the last 6 months, and so your total cost would not appreciably increase. Because he would have effectively done the first 6 months of the year. So that's the feedback I got.
Can I speak to that, Mark?
Question from Dave on that subject.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Lonnie, I don't distrust any number. I don't feel a need to get it audited mid-year. I think that's an unnecessary expense. What we need is it in a timely way and to be clear what the numbers entail. It's not a question of having somebody check that you put a number in a given category correct, because we all know it's going to get audited at the end of the year. So I don't feel that I need that as a trust-building measure. What I need is to be able to ask questions on what's on the inside of some of these budget lines and figure out what's happening. And on that point, you know, one of the things I do want to ask in this section, and Dan, maybe you have ideas, but basically how we go about figuring out how much we spend on particular initiatives, because the way the thing's broken down, when we do things like a day of national programming, or when we have a web initiative,
okay, Dave,
or other such initiatives.
Dave, I think you're off subject. I thought you were asking a question on the audit. Now you've kind of jumped. So in deference to Patty, Patty was on the stack. I'd like to close
it
out.
I wasn't listening.
I'm being more persuaded about my subcommittee idea, but Patty, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I'll defer to LaVarne.
Okay, LaVarne.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Just on the audit issue itself that was brought up, I believe there was a response by Donna Warren on that. She said that the 04 audit had not been completed, or that I'm sure what the procedure is and when you do the final sign-off on that, a review of that, and that to entertain the idea of a mid-year audit was something that she certainly, as part of the audit committee, would not approve, and asked Dan not to go forward with that. And, again, just on, I have some notes here, on, in fact, you know, it's really, really funny that I have a little memo that Carol, I got off the Internet, that Carol Spooner had sent to Lonnie, and concerning the budget itself, which was just a saying that this was like the PNB was charged with reviewing the WBAI budget cash situation and reporting back with recommendations to the PNB in November, and just a point that they had not received, or she had not received information, or the Finance Committee had not received information at that time. So again, if we start looking at the plan, I know that was the whole deal with what was the responsibility of the National Finance Committee at the time. So that's just you know, the points that I have for those issues that have been brought up.
Okay. Dan was on the stack earlier on another matter. I'll move back up to Dan. Remember what it was, Dan.
Yeah, actually, maybe we might be able to agendize this discussion that I wanted to have with the Finance Committee about the overall big picture financial issues that are facing the foundation that I think, you know, staff and certainly myself and Lonnie, echoing what Lonnie said earlier in the call, really need the National Finance Committee's support and expertise and experience and leadership on. And that is two or three critical issues that are affecting Pacifica going forward in the years ahead. One of those is obviously the issue of our reserves, which has been addressed on this call and indeed in Finance Committee's meetings for a long time, the need to really build up a cushion at each of our stations and the national office. Lonnie has talked about the need for at least a three-month cushion and trying to build that reserve cushion in for all our units. The second thing is the capital needs of the network, and there's really two kinds of capital needs. One is the deferred capital needs that we've talked about for some time, the stations, the buildings, the archives, that we need a lot of work done. And the second kind of capital needs is the future needs. We talked a little bit about digitizing our studios, digitizing our transmitters, and funding around that. That's critically important going forward. And thirdly, I think the critical issue we really need to focus on is the problem of a flat audience growth and flat listener revenue growth that we're experiencing, especially over the last year and a half, 2 years since the end of the Iraq war bump, and coming back with a new Pacifica. But certainly Pacifica and public radio in general, and indeed many, you know, old media outlets, for want of a better phrase, are indeed suffering from that pincer of rising expenses, maybe around health benefits or other areas, but slowing revenue and flattening audience. And this is something that is going to start to affect and really hurt Pacifica unless I think we take some steps around developing a strategy, a financial, a growth strategy to fulfill our mission in a way that's going to ensure that we are financially solvent. But we have some very, very serious big picture financial challenges coming up that we're going to have to tackle as a group for the foundation going forward. And I just wanted to mention those, and we need your leadership on it, and looking forward to working with you on trying to solve those problems.
And maybe we can kind of coordinate on some of those as agenda items incrementally in the next 2 or 3 months.
Can I address some
Mark
Dan's there? Yeah, and I agree with you, Dan, and I think one of the shortcomings that I'm hoping that we will overcome that throughout Pacifica is a tendency to, you know, not see the forest for the trees. And I do think that some of these larger strategic issues that have been identified, as you know, at the board meeting in L.A., as significant challenges and opportunities facing us, we'll never get to. That's why I kind of, you know, don't want to get into a lot of reports about things that so that we don't see the larger picture. I also think the question of trust that was introduced and has been mentioned several times, and I want to echo what Dave said there. I have complete trust in the integrity of yourself and of your CFO and of all the people who work there to get these reports generated. That's why I think it's so important, and I know you put in a lot of time, and I respect time, but that's why I think it's important that we get a base budget we agree to and all that stuff out of the way, rebuild whatever trust we can for those who don't have it, but don't lose sight, and Mike, I'm going to hold you to that. We have some large issues before us, and I don't want to be sitting here 2 months, 3 months down the line still talking about whose budget or who worked 42 hours. I really want to talk about the capital campaign, BAI, whatever the situation, PFW's lease runs out in 6 months. We have some serious issues before us, and we got to deal with them. We got a race and nationality thing we got to fund, and we cannot waste a lot of time, too much time. That's why let's agree what the budget is, and then let's move on to the larger issues, because I think that's a better use of our time.
I agree, and whether or not we do it in subcommittee format, I had you in mind for dealing with some of these issues.
I know you didn't. Don't be having
down.
Me in mind.
No.
We can all do it.
Yeah, well, you had good vision,
take
though.
Take me out of your mind, okay?
All right.
I am ecstatic. I think it's great.
Okay, let's move on from the CFO report if there's no objection.
Well, yeah, actually there are. I do have a couple other questions.
All right, Dave. Quickly though.
Yeah, we at the station there are some boxes, and the boxes are some computer servers. And I was delighted to find that when I asked about it, that the national office has sent out computers to this station and to a number of others. My understanding is that they're for the purpose of actually implementing the idea of remote studios and to providing them to remote facilities. The question was, I went back to the budget and looked. First of all, is what I'm being told, you always have to check. So, where did they come from in the budget, or was that an adjustment? That's one of the things. I'll stop there for the moment.
Well, that question is, yes, we do. At the last board meeting and before that, stations have asked for more equipment. Stations can't really lease the equipment, so we leased it at the national office for stations that wanted to do equipment. Some of them are planning to use it for remote broadcast. Some of them are using it for audio editing and editing in the news departments or wherever they might need it.
So these are leases, not purchases?
Well, it's purchase on a 5-year lease. 5-year contract.
Okay, and
financed.
Is the National buying that for them?
Yes, National is doing it out of the Central Services monies.
And where would where is that in the budget?
It comes under other programming.
Other programming, great. Okay, and the other thing is this question just about ways of finding out the total amount that are spent on particular... let me get to the more important one first. Cause the budget process for surpluses, we had talked about the fact that you were we were going to talk with you about that. I don't know if that belongs in this agenda item.
It's on the agenda yet.
But the thing, the key question is, how do you interact with the stations in terms of their spending within budget? So, for example.
Yeah. You know, there are about four or five key policy issues I think this finance committee and we need to, you know, get clear about. Policy on the use of surplus funds or reserve funds. Policy around the budget management so that we aren't back here next year saying, well, I thought the policy was. We need to do that. Perhaps me and Mike and the other folks, we can come back with not just what is the budget, but some policies around budget management and processing would be great. Now, to answer your question, Dave, around the surplus, that is to say a station accumulates, I don't know, $100,000 and has that cash in the bank at the beginning of the fiscal over and above the 1 month I keep talking about. Question. Who owns those funds? How should they be used? What's the process for allocating the use of those funds? I think that's a discussion that needs to occur, and we need to be able to have a policy. Should it be used for priorities that we've established? Should it be station-specific, or can it be used for network needs or critical needs? What about, all of that, I think this finance committee should begin that policy discussion and produce the product that we need.
But right now, the question is, what's the status of that decision?
Oh, okay.
The policy...
What's the policy now, Blonnie?
There is no policy around it. Stations tend to consider that their particular surpluses or cash from prior years is theirs. And and that's just by default.
So, but don't they interact with you in making decisions about how those things are spent?
Well, I do not approve use of prior year, use of loose cash that isn't in the budget. So that interaction stops there. But that is, what an LSB or someone else, I'm not aware of an LSB sequestering prior year funds and using it for any purpose. If that were the case, I would be upset.
Okay, and then the last thing was just how we find out about costs of particular initiatives. What's the right way to do it? If I wanted to know how much do we spend on the web initiative or how much do we spend on national programming, since it's broken into different categories on different lines, is there any easy way of tracking it? Do you have a way of tracking it? So somebody said, how much did we spend on the web stuff? You could tell them, or do we not track it that way?
Well, the web stuff is, it's out of two or three different inputs,
Right.
It's Democracy Now!, it's the webmaster, it's four or five webmasters around the network that may participate in a given, say, web-related initiative.
Well, let's say the Pacifica Internet Tuner or the Audio Port or what have you.
Let me pass on it at this point. No, the answer right away, it's not easy to get.
Okay.
But you could get, there's ways of analyzing that. I mean, you just have to try to find the expense for the cost of the stream, the cost of the equipment, the labor, and put some kind of cost estimate and package it together.
Right, but the question is really how would we do that? Because we've been having this discussion about, how much time it takes.
Just take it to the coordinating committee as an information request.
Okay, well, I think then for the committee's purpose, we may want to work on ways of being able to answer those questions so they're not ad hoc, but so that we can find out how much specific initiatives cost us. So when we say we're doing this or that, we could say we can identify in total how much an initiative costs, but I'll defer on that.
You could, Dave, that's perfectly appropriate for you to go to the coordinating committee and say, look, I'd love to get a report on the Internet Tuner, say, for instance, and if you want a report on that and... Can you give me some financials on it and how much it cost, what potential revenue might have come out from it, et cetera, et cetera? That's fine.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, where are we in the agenda?
Well, we're finalizing the CFO report, and if I could close that out. Lonnie, did you get the action items that KC sent out?
Yes, I'm remembering them.
Well, I have them in front of me, and I mean, I'm just trying to save some time here. I mean, there are four items on there for you: quarterly forecast, written explanation of salary variances from December 4th, list of staff bonuses, and January financial statements. Is all that stuff some of the stuff that's going out to us right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right.
The,
so
the list of consultant costs.
List of consultant costs.
Go out today.
Okay, so all that's the stuff we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Okay, so we've dealt with the action items that Casey sent out. Can we conclude the CFO's report? Is there any objection to that? Okay, the next two items on the agenda, quite frankly, look like CFO stuff, review of January financials and proposed budget adjustments. But we just got this information, like, right. At 4:19. Would everybody agree that the lack of timeliness of the information, I mean, I haven't looked at it, and it's hard to digest and understand and be able to ask intelligent questions, that those two items be deferred until we get either re-virginized information after we figure out what budget it is that we're dealing with and get it sent to us in a timely fashion before the next meeting? Is there any objection to that? Or is there something in those two items that somebody had a burning question about?
I have one quick item on the January financials. It's what Lonnie raised, which was the premium cost. And that is, I glanced at this, and I do see the premium costs over everywhere, and I don't understand, because we have a 10% rule. And so I guess I just wanted to ask him quickly, since he raised it, why they're coming in so high.
Go ahead and answer that question, Lonnie.
Let me look into it. You know, it's different answers for different stations, but why don't we just handle it when we handle all of January?
Okay. Well, let's do this, Lonnie. I'd like to visit with you now that I'm chair, and we figure out a better scheduling way to get the information out to the committee members, and I want to work with you to help you get that done, so that people can review this in a more timely fashion. That takes us to the last item on the agenda, which is scheduling the next meeting. Is there any particular preference, or is everybody happy with Fridays at the current time, and what time would be appropriate for the next meeting? If we do it on Friday, we have the meeting that's already scheduled next Friday on the 11th. Do we want to meet on the 18th or the 25th?
I think we need to meet on the 18th, because the board meeting is on the 1st, and we need to, I mean, we're talking about something fairly major, a number of these budget adjustments. And we need to be able to do it in enough time that we can come back to the board with anything we might need at that April meeting.
Is there any objection to meeting on the 18th? All right. Any objection to the same time, same number, same place, same bat channel? Okay. Then we will meet on the 18th. I have identified a number of action items, and I'm sure KC was taking notes. KC, I will email you the action items I identified,
okay.
And we can share notes and make sure they're correct.
I have a question, about three, we'll soon know, race and nationality policy issues that were referred to the National Finance Committee for us to put dollars to.
Yep.
And that's not showing up on the action items. It was reaffirmed at the last PMB meeting. That would be the hiring of a coordinator on the East Coast and the West Coast to deal with race and nationality. It also entailed a one-day fundraising dedicated to race and nationality policy for funding, and possibly also the hiring of a training team for affirmative action. That one we're still trying to go through the minutes and decide whether that was referred or not. But at least two were definitely referred. How will that be handled in this scheme so that we can have something to report at the April 1st PMB meeting?
Well, first of all, I think that ought to go on the agenda, Mark. But more specifically, what it would be good if we got this on the agenda, if we put this on the agenda for the 18th, but if the question, as I appreciate it from the PNB meeting, Mark, was we were to explore the feasibility of those two items. Is that what your understanding is in terms of cost?
Yeah.
Okay. And in that regard, that
I don't know if I'd say feasibility, but we were asked to put a number to it.
Put a number to it, okay. Which is kind of a fiscal impact assessment, is I guess what you could call that. And in that regard, that we need to turn that into an action item so that it's not just a matter that we discuss on the agenda on the 18th, but that we have something concrete to discuss. So let's see. How obviously it's going to involve working with Lonnie and is there anyone else other than me who wants to join in on a little action meeting before we meet on the 18th to deal with those issues and in assessing the fiscal assessment of those two items?
I would like to. This is Casey.
Yeah. Casey.
And Lonnie as well.
Obviously, Lonnie, you're de facto, okay?
By the way, though, you know, I
don't know when we're going to have time to go to work, but we'll work around that. I understand you have a schedule. We'll work with that. Anyone else, Mark?
I'll stick to the budget thing for now.
Okay. Anyone else?
I want to make sure somebody, you know, takes a look at it.
Okay. Anyone else want to take a look at it with KC, myself, and Lonnie?
Well,
okay.
When you say take a look at it, this is...
Well, what we want to do, Dave, is when we have this as an agenda item, that we've had a preliminary group, take a look at it and come up with some sort of proposal or some sort of idea or some sort of starting point, so it's not just a wandering flag in the air.
Well,
and that's what I want
to do. So I'll let you guys do it.
Okay.
All right. Put me on it.
Okay.
I have some ideas, so I can throw out ideas, okay?
Okay. I'll organize these conference calls and work with Lonnie. Looks like Lonnie and I are about to be joined at the hip, so...
You know, one other thing, too, I would want to lose sight of is finding some time to establish some goals for the committee.
I think that's good, and I think that we could probably take that up on the 18th in a general discussion as well.
Yeah.
But that's something we can do on a general basis as opposed to have, you know, if we're going to have something concrete for the PNB at the next meeting, I think in terms of these other items, we should be prepared as much as possible to act on them on the 18th. So, but I do think we can put that on the agenda for the 18th, goals and priorities, and maybe that might work with my subcommittee idea. I don't know, but I'll throw that out to everybody in writing. Also, KC has graciously advocated getting everybody's phone numbers and emails together in one list. If you have not done that, would you do so? Because I work better often by phone than email, and I like to call folks, and I don't have some numbers.
That's
so,
me, Patty, and I've been putting it. I put it on the list again. And anybody, please look at it and see if your current information is there. I left it open because I don't know what phones people really like or what emails they really like. So if everyone would please look one time and
put your stuff down.
Put it down, send it to me privately, and then I'll make a little document and we'll put it up.
Yeah, because I really want to be able to have everybody be able to call everybody, not just email, and talk to everybody and have conversations when time permits. So.
Excuse me, I'm confused. This is Marnie. I thought KC was now handling
that. I did too think KC was handling that.
I think it is appropriate.
Yeah, I do think it is appropriate that KC. I think Marnie's right. Patty, I think you got the ball rolling, but as I last saw it on the listserv, KC had picked the ball up.
Oh, okay,
so.
Good. Well, hey, let's work for me. I'm fine with that.
Okay,
so
I think she's coordinating.
I don't want to take that job. I know she's the secretary.
Thanks for clarifying that, Marnie. Is there any other business?
Yes, Mike, this is Casey. Just one thing, since, we're going through the process with the race and nationality of getting something ready before it goes on the agenda so that we have something to discuss. I'd also like to just take the first step in putting together some sample fiscal procedures and policies that the committee might consider.
I think that's an excellent idea. And if you could do that before we had our conference call with Lonnie,
okay.
And then that might be a starting point, you would get, five gold stars.
Okay.
You know,
Mike,
the beginning of the year.
Mike?
I only
yeah.
This is Dan Casey?
Yeah.
This is Dan. Yeah, actually, we do have a set of financial policies and procedures.
Can you email those?
Yeah, and actually, we've been, trying to work with a number of boards over the last 3 years to get those passed.
Yeah.
So those are out there. There's something that would be a great goal for this finance committee to get some.
Yeah, I it's a needed step immediately.
Yeah.
So,
well,
Dan, you're going to email those to KC and me because we're both working on that committee and Mark as well.
Great. We'll get those out again.
Yeah, Mike, this is LaVarne. Yeah, just want to put in that, Carol Spooner has been trying to get some, work with the national office staff in order to get some of these things done, and she sent out a number of different packages back from Board Cafe, and we can resend those. In fact, the one that she had sent out on financial responsibility originally went out of a package in June of last year, so I can send those to you also.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Can I ask a question of Dan? I need to agree with you. Quick question.
Brody has a question for Dan.
Yeah, hey, Brody.
And Lonnie, I'm trying to find out if there's anything available in the national office that kind of gives a brief description as it relates to the chart of accounts as to what kind of items should go in some of these categories, because I'm just a little concerned that the comparability of financial statements across stations may not be what it should be if one station puts a certain type of item in this account and another one said, no, we think it should go under consulting. No, I think that's under programming, that kind of thing. Is there anything around like that, if I'm making myself clear?
Well, you know, in the financial policies and procedures, I can send you what we have, and that has some detail that we could follow up on a conversation.
Also, Lonnie, didn't we agree that when it comes to consultants, we would roll that all into the salaries line so you couldn't have a consultant expense, say, for a programming consultant lodged in programming, because it would be hard for us to follow and track?
Separate it out is what we agreed to do.
Right. Well, so we agreed to separate that out.
Yes.
And we also agreed to have a separate report for board governance so we could make sure we were following that, remember?
Well, you've got a consulting report coming today, so you can see who the consultants are at each station.
But, I mean, my question is, for the generalized report, to pick up for on what Baruti said, that we said the consultants would always appear in the salary portion of the report for all stations and the national, and not be, say, embedded in administrative or embedded in programming or development, so that we could also keep track of it as a general reporting device as opposed to this special report, which, again, may hopefully you'll have to do every other week, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the way it's set up, consultant is one who receives N99 at IRS 20 test.
Right.
Yeah, so that is now what you will see in the consultant line item, which is in most budgets under salaries and related.
All right.
Okay. All right. If that's all, one other matter I'd like to point out is that I like to give as much notice on agendas as possible and as much detail on agendas as possible. And if I can, and if it's feasible with Lonnie, and I'll have to visit with Lonnie on Monday about this, if we could send out at the time of the agenda some of Lonnie's information, and we'll just have to work on that. The more information, the earlier, the better off the committee is. So if you've got an agenda item you want or something that you feel needs to be discussed, the earlier you get it to me, the better off we can move forward on it. And some of the ideas that get thrown out there, I don't want them just to be hanging in the air. If you email me, I'll make sure they're addressed and that they come up. I'm kind of into organization, so I want to have early agendas.
Right.
With that said, if there's no further questions, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No vote.
Is there any objection to adjournment? If not, then we stand so adjourned until the 11th of March. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Bye.